This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Rainbow Report today on revolutions. Are we about to see a revolution in the Labour Party? Are they about to come down off the fence and adopt a principled position on marriage equality? Riding shotgun with me today is someone at the forefront of that push, the organiser of our Equal Love rallies, and also not unconnected with the Occupy Melbourne movement either, Ali Hogg. Good afternoon, Ali.
Good afternoon. How are you going?
I'm going well. You've been very busy.
Sure have. A little bit too busy.
Well, we'll get to that in a little while, but you've got a lot of things coming up with Equal Love here in Melbourne and coming up in Sydney. We'll get to that a little later in the show. We'll also talk with Alex Greenwich from Australian Marriage Equality. Hopefully he's fresh from a dinner with Bob Katter and the other crossbenchers. AME already seem to have Labour politicians positively racing to support marriage equality at the moment, but I wonder how they did with that bunch. A somewhat quieter revolution seems to be underway right here at Joy. First, the station clambers into bed with Jeff Kennett, no less, and now we're branching out into research into LGBTI healthcare. We'll talk to the man running the GLBTI Seniors Project for Joy in the city of Yarra. That's Andrew Thorpe. You may know him as the apprentice on Hide and Seek with Dean Beck. And last but not least, did you know this is Intersex Awareness Fortnight? Nor did I. And that's the way it often is. The I at the end of our acronym often looks like an unregarded afterthought. We're going to try and redress that a little bit today. We'll talk to Gina Wilson of the organisation of Intersex International. First up, Alex Greenwich of Australian Marriage Equality. Now, by any measure, the lobby group Australian Marriage Equality has been, I think, a stunning success. In a very short time, it has catapulted to quite considerable prominence, helped in no small measure by their intelligent, articulate and distinctly telegenic spokesperson, Alex Greenwich, who joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, Alex.
Good afternoon, Doug. Thank you for the very nice intro.
you're more than welcome. Now, did you have your dinner with your crossbenchers?
It'll be on Monday, so we'll be celebrating Halloween with them.
Yeah, how appropriate.
Exactly.
I hope you're carving your pumpkins as we speak.
I am. I'm going as Bob Katter, so I've got my hat and costume already.
That's fairly easy to do, isn't it?
It is.
All you need is a big white hat and you need the head to fill it, but we won't go there. So we seem to have had a lot of people in a lot of places coming out in support of equal marriage lately. Can you take us through a few of those that we've had over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. It seems to be something that the Labor Party is really embracing at the moment. They have their elections for the national president coming up, and all six candidates have declared their support for marriage equality from across different factions and unions. We've also had Christina Keneally declare her support. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, probably one of the biggest things that has happened yet in the campaign happened, and the Australian Rainbow Labor Network released their wording for what they want to see in the national platform, and also declared that they would not accept a conscience vote on this. It's certainly a sign of the times when you have a deputy leader of a government in Andrew Barr and a federal senator in Louise Pratt saying not only do they support this, but they want a binding party vote on it.
Yeah. Now, Ali, we were talking off air about this. You said this issue of the conscience vote has confused a lot of people.
Yeah, that's right. I've had a number of people contact me after they heard rumours about the conscience vote. And a number of people have asked, are you still going to Sydney if the conscience vote goes ahead? And so I think there's a lot of confusion about what the conscience vote actually means. So have you found that with Australian Marriage Equality supporters?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's, should Julia Gillard announce support for a conscience vote, that's even more reason for people to come to Sydney on two counts. One, it shows that, the work that Ali is doing and that AME is doing and PFLAG is doing is actually working and it's having an impact. And as a result, that should give us encouragement to then go forward to conference hoping for a binding party policy. And on the other hand, you know, people have got to go there to make sure that that's not all that we get, and to make sure that that our opponents don't think we're giving in and are comfortable with a conscience vote.
Alex, stop there. Stop you there for a second. Why? I know why I'm not comfortable with a conscience vote. Why are you not comfortable with a conscience vote?
Because I want this country to have marriage equality sooner than later, and to have that happen, you need a binding party policy from the Labor Party and you need a conscience vote from the Coalition. That will be the fastest and most painless way that we can achieve that in this country.
Well, we haven't had much painless progress on this issue. It's all been push all the way.
I know.
It's been a very long and protracted labour, if I can call it that.
Exactly.
But what's wrong with the conscience vote? I mean, a lot of people have argued in favour of a conscience vote and said if everybody gets a conscience vote in Parliament, that will advance the issue, even if we lose it.
Well, I mean, that is certainly a valid point. I think when we're talking about the issue of conscience vote, we're talking about the different mechanisms within the various parties. For the Labor Party to show that they're actually listening to their grassroots, that they're listening to all those state conferences and all those state leaders, the way to do that is to listen to what they've said. And they've said they want a binding party policy on that. They want this to be Labor Party policy that they support, marriage equality. So I think it's the right thing for Labor to do that. The result of it may very well be a conscience vote, and we just have to do what we can with that then. I think our community has proven that we're up to various challenges, and if we are given a conscience vote from Labor as the outcome of conference, then we'll do our best with that. But strategically speaking, the best way to ensure that Australia gets marriage equality is for the Labor Party to have a binding party policy.
Yeah, because, I mean, my personal opinion is that a conscience vote would be more of a roadblock than a stepping stone. I mean, people say, oh, it's a stepping stone, it's on the right way, it keeps the issue alive, all that sort of thing. I'm inclined to think that it will give a lot of people ammunition to turn around and say, well, there you are, you had a vote, you lost it, go away, and come back in a few years' time. That's what frightens me about the idea of a conscience vote.
And let's also not forget that the Labor Party did vote as a bloc to amend the Marriage Act in 2004 to sort of entrench the discrimination against gay and lesbian people. So and we know that throughout the Labor Party, they want that to be reversed. And the best way to reverse that is for them to vote as a bloc when time comes for a vote. Now, obviously, that is something that will be hard for a number of people from the Labor Party to do. And we understand that there are obviously a variety of views out there on this topic. But I think there comes a point when someone has to take leadership here and has to say, look, let's end this divisive issue. Let's end the pain. Let's get on with it. And you know what? The day after Australia gets marriage equality, it's actually not going to make too much of a difference. But what it will do is it will send such a great message to gay and lesbian youth, and it will allow couples to be legally recognised and protected, and that can't be a bad thing.
Some while ago I wrote an opinion piece, which you might have seen, in which I was urging Julia Gillard to embrace onshore processing, embrace gay marriage, embrace quite a few of these issues where she's been stalling on them for a while as probably the only way she could revive her popularity. She's been forced into doing onshore processing, and she's now making the best fish she can of that. She's about, I hope, to be forced into making a volte-face on marriage as well. I have a feeling this is actually going to work for her because her standing appears to be improving since this whole business about the boats went through.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing for Labor, for the country, and for the Prime Minister to embrace marriage equality. And I think we just have to acknowledge that a number of people have gone on a journey towards acceptance, and there's no reason why the Prime Minister can't go on that journey as well. And reflect community sentiment and how it's changed over time. We know, obviously, she cites her upbringing and the traditional values of her upbringing, but I think that people have now opened their heart and mind to realise that marriage equality can actually be a part of that traditional upbringing. And so I see no reason why the Prime Minister can't do it. And if she does it, and this shouldn't be the motivation for it, but if she does it, we know that they would also be rewarded at the ballot box. Galaxy did a poll that showed there would be a positive swing to Labor if they embraced marriage equality.
Yeah, it's just a shame that she has to be kind of forced into these positions rather than, you know, doing a preemptive strike of her own and saying, yeah, this is the right thing to do. But I guess however we get there, so long as we get there, is the important point.
Absolutely. And I think we are certainly going in a positive direction. I mean, as Ali would know, and as you would know as well, Doug, 2 years ago, we would know where we are today. 2 years ago, you would not have a deputy leader of government from the Labor side and a senator issuing a press release asking for a binding party policy on same-sex marriage. We had that yesterday.
Yeah, well, I mean, I said this last week on the show a couple of years back. Every time I opened up the subject of marriage on this program, there was like an audible groan across most of Melbourne, and the SMSs went absolutely silent, and nobody wanted to talk about it. Now it's probably the most popular topic we ever cover.
Exactly.
And Ali, you know, one thing I was concerned about when you started doing these very regular protests was that they would kind of fall away over time and people would get bored, but that hasn't happened.
I know, we weren't really sure how people were going to respond to it, but it was pretty exciting to see that every time we have a rally, like the large ones, we get thousands of people along to them. So it's an issue that I think it's not going to go away anytime soon, and it's something that I think that we've got to thank all the people that have come out time and time again to show their passion and anger at the government, because, you know, people were angry at the Liberal government, and when Julia Gillard got elected, there was a lot of people that thought that she was going to eventually change her position, and she's shown that she hasn't. So it was something that we were again really nervous about, but people have really shown that their determination to keep coming out until we see the law change. So I think that pressure is really starting to kick in.
Yep. I think it's all worked very well. As I've sort of said to myself, you know, I hope you're not offended by this, but you two are like kind of the rough and the smooth. because you're the smooth operator, Ali, in case you were wondering. And I think that's a good kind of dual-pronged attack, as it were.
I think one of the benefits of the campaign is that the various stakeholders all have a great deal of respect for the role that we each play.
Yep.
I have a great deal of respect for the role that Ali plays, and I have a great deal of respect for the role that people within Rainbow Labor play. We all have a part to play in this process, and the exciting thing is we will all get there together.
Okay, Alex, I'm going to have to cut you off there. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Would you
like me to send you a big pack of Tums ahead of Monday?
That would be great.
You might need it for the indigestion.
Thanks,
Alex.
That's Alex Greenwich there from Australian Marriage Equality. Well, of course, Alex isn't the only one with news on the marriage front. All here is very busy preparing for an event outside Labor HQ here in Melbourne, and then off to Sydney for the National Conference. Ali's a busy woman.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.